Welcome to Centralia High School for day two of district basketball. I'm Eric Duick alongside Stuart Cox for the first of two games. If you haven't been on social media throughout the day or if you haven't looked outside due to the impending weather, a lot of moving and shaking. Monroe City and Highland, we're actually supposed to be doing that game right about now in this very location. However, that game will be at Monroe City tonight. And then you also have at Monroe City tonight, Hallsville and Clark County, which was supposed to be the second game. So basically, you move two games and you get to push everything up in the schedule. Because of that, we've got Palmyra and Macon right now, a rematch of a Clarence Cannon Conference game. Then you've got Centralia and Missouri Military Academy to follow, all right here on KTCM. Stuart, should be another fun day. It's been a heck of a winter, but at least we're getting the games in today.
That's what I was about to say. I'm just glad we can get the games in. It should be a couple good games, and we'll see what tonight holds. Winner go home tonight.
There you go, and we'll hear from both head coaches in 30 seconds here on Glory 97.
We're joined by Palmyra Panthers head basketball coach Ryan Wood ahead of a quarterfinal matchup against Macon in the 2-7 at Centralia. Last time we saw you was at the Monroe City Tournament. How have your boys improved throughout the season to get to 20 wins?
I think they found ways to win close games. Last year we were 18-8, I believe, and we lost some games where I thought we probably should have won. And this year it's kind of went vice versa for us. We've had some fortunate breaks within the games and found ways to win down the stretch, down the last two or three, 4 minutes of a game. So I think that's the big deciding factor. You know, three of our losses were to Monroe City this year. There's a very, very nice ball club on both ends of the floor. And then we lost last week to Hannibal, who's a nice Class 4 team. So, you know, we have some confidence going into districts, but we know it's going to be an extremely tough challenge for us as well.
96-72 was the score the first time you played Macon. That's pretty uncommon at the high school level. Take us through that first matchup.
Well, it was a night. There was a lot of fouls called that night, so there was a lot of free throws. Of course, that always helps with the points. And then we had a kid by the name of Aaron Stamper come off the bench, set a school record for us by hitting 10 three-pointers, and led us with 35 that night. And, you know, he's a kid that if he sees one or two go in early in the game, he's become more dangerous throughout the game. And he found his stroke that night, and obviously we kept getting him the ball and getting open looks.
With them scoring 72, was that somewhat related to the pace of the game, the fouls? Were you happy with the defensive performance? Were you displeased?
A little bit of both. You know, some of it was due to a lot of stoppage of play and shooting free shots, but also some of it was due to us being out of position. So, you know, it's something that we've been working on this morning as far as the scouting report and just trying to close off their penetration to the basket. You know, the Hawks, that kid can get to the basket and score, and so can Waller and a couple of other kids. So, you know, we know that we have a tough challenge right off the bat, and we have got to be ready for that, because I know Macon last year upset Centralia in the first round, so we don't want to be that team. We want to continue our season and go from there.
We're talking to Palmyra head coach Ryan Wood with us pregame. What are some adjustments and counter adjustments on both sides here as you head into a second matchup?
I think Macon, you know, you look at them, I think they're athletic. They have kids that can penetrate and get to the basket and good finishers around the basket. So I think we have to do a better job of guarding the paint tomorrow night. You know, I think defensively, Macon's going to try to pressure us some and try to speed the game up. And we've got to be, you know, they're going to switch up defenses. We've got to recognize what defense they're in and find the open guys. They're going to spend running jumps at us. They're going to trap out of their zone. So I think continuous ball movement and finding the open man, whether it be in the middle of the floor or in the deep corners or wherever it is, you know, we've got to have the ability to knock down a shot or attack as well.
Palmyra head coach Ryan Wood, we appreciate your time pregame. Best of luck.
Okay, thank you guys.
We're talking to Macon Tigers head coach Dale Devenport ahead of the 2-7 matchup in districts at Centralia. Like everybody else, you've had a wacko schedule down the stretch, but what have you seen out of your boys the last few contests?
You know, I thought we've competed well here lately. You know, had a couple of games where I thought we maybe could have done a little more, but for the most part, you know, the kids playing hard. They're being aggressive. They're trying to do what our game plan is and trying to just go out there and leave it on the floor.
Jamison Hogsett scored his 1,000th career point on Friday night. What was that like for him in the program?
You know, it was pretty neat. Our crowd was great that night. And it had some boys with 1,000 pain on their stomachs and stuff. So it was just a really cool experience for him and moment for him. And it's one that I know he won't forget. And it was good for, and not only him, but just for making basketball. He's a class act, and he's the type of kid that you know, I would love for these younger kids to emulate as they grow up in the program, because he has been nothing but you know, a wonderful teammate and player for us for the last couple of years.
We're talking to Makinsdale Devonport pregame. What are your thoughts on this district overall before we get into your matchup? Similar district to last year as far as the heavy Clarence Cannon Conference feel.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's loaded. I mean, it's going to be tough. I think Monroe's probably your favorite right now, but I would not look past anybody. Palmyra's a really solid team. Centralia's really solid, but, you know, Clark County, you know, any of those teams, I don't know much about MMA. I hear they're pretty big. I think there's several teams who can compete in this district, and you're going to have to really go each night.
How hungry are you to get another crack at Palmyra after they scored 96 against you?
Very. Very much so. We really want to go out there and try to compete with them again. I thought we played offensively pretty well against them. We just really struggled to defend the three ball, contain them off the dribble. They beat us off the bounce all night because we didn't want to stay contained. We're trying to, you know, rise up on their pump fakes because they're good shooters, and they just try to pass us. They kick out the threes on each side. So we got to really stay on contained, rebound the basketball. But, you know, if we do the little things right, I mean, you know, I like the matchup. I think it's one that we can compete in if we really show up and really just get after it.
Macon head coach Dale Devonport, we appreciate your time pregame. Best of luck.
I appreciate the coverage.
Welcome back to Centralia High School for Palmyra and Macon in a district quarterfinal. Stuart, you just heard what both head coaches had to say. This is a rematch of a game that was 96-72 the first time they played in favor of Palmyra.
Yeah, 96 is a lot of points for a high school team. But like the Palmyra coach, one of their sophomores coming off the bench, Aaron Stamper, hit 10 threes in that game.
And we'll have more thoughts after the national anthem. It is Palmyra and Macon in a Clarence Cannon Conference district quarterfinal, meaning both the teams members of the Clarence Cannon Conference, as is much of this district, six teams in total. Starters have been introduced. For Palmyra, the two seed in this matchup, it's Rager McKinney, Bill Nunley, Peyton Abbott, Zane Myers, and Jaden Durst. Abe Hare and Jaden Durst have alternated as starters this year. Palmyra in the home whites, black numbers, orange trim. Macon in its road blacks, white numbers, and orange trim. The 2-7 matchup in the district quarterfinals. And we're off. Macon with the opening tap right to left at Centralia High School. Far side, Christian Rickenberg, a freshman. Throws right corner, Lytle bobbles but holds. Macon 8-13 on the year. Glass near wing. Chest pass near corner, Lytle. He's their sniper. Bounce pass middle, intercepted. McKinney, the senior for Palmyra, into the front court. Zigzags middle, kicks out. Left corner three, Myers, bullseye. Myers, a first-year varsity guy. Runner the other way, Rickenberg swish. 3-2, Palmyra, 40 seconds in. Myers left side, chest pass up top, McKinney launches a three, in and out, rebound Macon. Near side, Waller, left block, layup, rattles out, rebound Palmyra. Durst accelerates, hands off Nunley. Jabs middle, left block, layup, can't scoop it home, rebound Macon. Hogsett into the front court, kicks near corner. Reset up top. Waller drives. Bobbled and taken. Steal for Palmyra. Near wing. Myers layup short. Rebound Macon.
So far on both of these possessions from Macon, Palmyra's had really good help defense. We'll see if that keeps going this game.
3-2, the lead for Palmyra. Minute and a half in. Weidel right side. Chest pass near for Waller. Dribbles off screen right. Right elbow jumper. Back rim. Rebound in the middle. Abbott. 3-2. Baumeier with possession. Left to right. 1:50 in. Left side Myers. Chest pass. Left corner. Nunley holds. Right hip. Rickenberg defends. Reversal near side. McKinney dribbles opposite the screen. Right block. Layup. A lot of contact. No call. Rebound. Second try. No, but a foul called. And McKinney to the line.
Yeah, McKinney had a really good move there. Got a screen to his left, but he actually went to the right, went up for the layup, didn't quite get it, but got the rebound, him being almost a head taller than almost everybody for Macon. So we'll see if that comes into play as well.
Yeah, rebounding the big issue for Macon with its lack of size. As McKinney makes the first free throw, all sides of the rim.
You can see why the score was 96-72 the first game. A lot of shots have been going up already this first quarter.
4-2 Palmyra, 2 minutes in. District quarterfinals. McKinney misses the second. Rebound Macon. Hog set, one hand front court. Right block, layup, Lytle, all tied. Phenomenal transition out of the Tigers. Four apiece, 2:15 in. Left corner Abbott, a senior. He's considering Illinois College for baseball in Jacksonville, Illinois. Near side Nunley, long hair. Reset far corner, Myers, where he hit a three early. Left block, Durst, back out. Myers, another three, can't get two in a row. Rebound, Macon.
Really good look there for Myers.
Cross court, left block, layup, Lytle, front rim. Rebound, Palmyra, another transition opportunity. Panthers into the front court, though. Tied at 4, 5-10 first quarter. McKinney circles left wing. Reversal. Myers, white leg sleeves, hands off Nunley. The senior jabs a few times. Durst near side jumper. Can't make it. Rebound Macon. The Tigers into the front court. The 7 seed. Defeated Centralia last year in the 3-6 matchup. Right block Waller. Spins it up top. Hog set. The Crest All-Star. Bumps. And dribbles back toward the Gray Panther with the white C. Zigzags. Middle layup short. But a blocking foul and free throws.
Yeah, and it looked like McKinney might have been there, but I think he might have just barely gotten there a little bit late. It looks like Macon is really wanting to drive the ball in this game. They're not wanting to settle for threes. And with them being a little bit smaller, they might have a quicker pace in this game too.
And that foul on Rager McKinney, the star senior. Hogsett attempts a ridiculous 9 free throws per game. If you're at 4 free throws a game at the high school level, you're doing a good job. He attempts 9 a game. He missed the first. His second through. 5-4 Macon, 4:35 first quarter. Palmyra into the front court, 20-4 on the season, 6-1 in the Clarence Cannon Conference, including the 96-72 win against Macon. Macon in his zone. Up top, Durst. Hoists a three, can't hit, tipped up, over the back on McKinney. That is 2 on the Palmyra senior.
Yeah, that he did not have position. The Macon defender had the best position that you can even have in basketball, did a really good block out. And he just went over the top, and that was not a smart move there from the senior.
And he's still in for now. Macon basketball right to left in the road blacks, white numbers, orange trim. Now Abe Hare set to check in for Palmyra. He started the first half of the season.
If you're Hawksett, you've got to drive this ball right now with McKinney on you.
Right on cue, runner off balance, can't connect. Rebound Abbott. Palmyra left to right. The 2 seat, near side Durst, jump stop, runner in. And a quick 30-second timeout for Palmyra. 6-5, Palmyra, 3:55 first quarter, and that's to get McKinney off the floor.
Exactly, that's what I was just about to say. That I guarantee that's what that was, because Hogsett has his mindset right now to drive, and with McKinney being their best defender, he's going to be on him, but he wants to get him out right now with 2 fouls with almost just a little bit less than 4 minutes left to go.
And credit to Ryan Wood there. The 2 fouls is way bigger of an issue than the timeout at this point in the game, especially with a guy like Hogsett who attacks the rim. 3:55 first quarter, 6-5 Palmyra leads. Making some good looks early, just haven't capitalized.
Yeah, good looks, and right at the rim, too. Not just jump shots, good looks. They've been driving the ball and really just couldn't quite finish at the rim so far.
1-3-1 pressure from Palmyra, a team that averages just 50 points per game. Tipped steal. It pays off. Myers, left block, layup short. Tipped around, rebound Macon. Rickenberg outlets near side Hogsett. The senior accelerates middle, bounce pass, left block layup. Waller swatted off the backboard. Rebound, Palmyra, and a foul in the backboard on Waller.
Yeah, they actually had the break, but Bray was right there to help defend, or pardon me, Hare was right there to defend for Palmyra.
And that is the second foul on Waller. So two important returning starters with two fouls apiece, one for each side, in McKinney and Waller. 3:25 first quarter, 6-5 Palmyra with possession. Up top, Durst. Left elbow jumper, back rim. Rebound Macon. Hog set, zooms front court, bounce pass near side. Rickenberg pumps, skips far. Waller, jump stop, runner short. Long rebound stays Macon. Rickenberg near side jumper off glass, no. And a tie up underneath, says official Dane Brooks, and possession to Palmyra.
And we'll see what both of these teams do. Can with one of their best players on each side out with two fouls, and see how that impacts the game going forth.
Waller and Lytle depart for Macon. Vincent and Noble's in. 6-5 Palmyra with possession, left to right. 3 minutes first quarter. Left corner rolling, bounce pass left block. Hare bullies middle and travels.
Yeah, he didn't feel anybody on him because as soon as he got the ball, the Macon defender backed up. So he turned to see where he was, but he didn't dribble whenever he did it. So that he traveled.
And Macon's got to be giddy right now with the sloppiness of it early. Anything to keep them close. Rickenberg, middle. A lot of contact. It's a block. Possession stays with Macon. Rickenberg certainly extended an arm there, but they said block first.
Yeah, he probably could have easily, but the call was actually made from down below, and I think the defender might have blocked that extended arm.
It's on Nunley. Inbound up top, Hogsett for Macon. 6-5, the Tigers trail, 2:40 first quarter. District quarterfinals. Hogsett, kick out. Right corner three, Rickenberg got it. Rickenberg with five for the Tigers. 8-6 their lead, 2:30 first quarter. Far side, Durst, twist, left block, layup, front rim. Fouls on the floor, says Chris Ackman. And that's on Rickenberg.
You don't see a block being called where the guy was not in motion to shoot. But that's what it was called there.
And Palmyra keeps possession. Near side, Abbott, the senior, throws up top. Nunley jabs. Scoops far side, rolling for three. Back rim, rebound Macon. Tigers outlet. Hog set, darts in the front court. Black leg sleeves. Right corner three, Rickenberg again. Can't get back to back. Rebound Palmyra. Air outlets near side, rolling. 2 minutes first quarter. Panthers down 8-6, the two seed. Near side, Abbott, the senior. Left block, layup rolls in.
Good move there by the senior, taking it with his left hand and finishing at the rim.
A guy who averages just 3.3 points per game. Tied at 8, a minute 45 first quarter. Right wing class. First year starting point guard stops in front of midfloor. Bounce pass up top. Hog set double. Off for class, who elevates for the catch. Middle hog set, right block, layup, left rim, missed it. Offensive board, Noble's off glass, and a foul call. Hog set missed a gimme, but they'll get a couple of free throws out of it with Isaac Noble's. Nate Hare with his first foul. Nunley's got one, McKinney has two. Tied at 8, a minute 27 first quarter. Noble 6 for 11 at the line this year. The lefties first, no good. Okay, Myers checks in for Palmyra. Abbott out. Noble's black shoes, white Nike swoosh behind the white Clarence Cannon Conference lettering. His second for a lead in the first quarter. And does not have it. Rebound Palmyra tied at 8, a minute 26 first quarter. Outlet near side, Myers. Back up top, swing far side. Left wing, Nunley. Pops middle, Myers. Back for Nunley. Who stops middle, flips out. Near corner, Durst. Jump stop, floater, swish.
He just bullied his way in there from the top of the, from the side, actually from the key, though, and just drove with his left hand, finished at the rim.
Both of his field goals just like that. 10-8, Palmyra, 55 seconds, first quarter. Macon ball right to left. Kicked on the far side, and the call comes in. Possession stays with the Tigers. Macon 8-13 on the year, 3-4 in the Clarence Cannon Conference. Class on the gray Panther with the white C at midfloor. Hands off near side hog set. Reversal far side, Rick and Burn. Couple of ball fakes, bounce pass middle. Kick out. Bounce pass left block. Back for Class, who kicks out. Right corner three, Vincent True. That is a rarity for him, a 21% three-point shooter. Hands making an 11-10 lead, 25 seconds, first quarter. And we have an officials timeout underneath one of the volleyball caps popped up where they put the poles in the hardwood. 11-10 making, 26 seconds, first
quarter.
That
could kill some momentum, too. They were driving down the lane, and all of a sudden had to stop us, nobody could get hurt. Obviously, the right call.
It'd be pretty easy to trip on one of those. 15 seconds, first quarter. Left side, Nunley on the Jim Enlow court lettering. Calls for a screen right. Gets it from Durst. Nunley accelerates, right block, floater in. Nunley with his first field goals. 2 seconds, one. Rickenberg as saves to Glass. He doesn't get the shot off. 12-11 Palmyra after the first on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Start of the second quarter, Palmyra leads Macon 12-11 in the district quarterfinals on regional radio, CentralMoInfo.com. Eric Duick alongside Stuart Cox. Palmyra, maybe a bit of rhythm there late in the first quarter?
Yeah, it looked like Macon had the momentum at the very beginning. They were driving and driving and driving. And finally, Palmyra coach Ryan Wood was like, let's stop shooting threes for a second and let's drive the ball. And that's what they did and went on a little run there.
Well, Macon opens the second quarter with possession right to left down 12-11, district quarterfinals. The Tigers in the road, blacks, white numbers, orange trim. Right side hog set the crest, all-star quiet early. Near corner, Rickenberg. Rolls middle. Waller back in with two fouls. Kick out. Hog set attacks. Right block bobbled and stolen. Nunley for the Panthers. Left wing, accelerates left block, layup. Count it, and the foul. A bit of a delayed call, but Nunley with his second field goal into the line.
I think it was one of those where he's waiting for it to drop. It spun around the rim for a minute, so I wanted to know if he could have that dramatic and one call or not.
Fouls on Class, and Nunley completes the three-point play. 15-11, Palmyra, 30 seconds into the second. The Panthers with their largest lead is the two seed. Right side hog set, black leg sleeves. Chucks near for Rick and Burn. Ball fake, dribbles middle, free throw line, jumper money. What a shot. And a 30-second timeout for the Tigers. 15-13, Palmyra, 7-19, first half. You're listening to Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Palmyra basketball out of the Macon 30-second timeout. 15-13, the Panthers lead with possession left to right. 7-15, first half. District quarterfinals. The winner plays the Centralia MMA winner Thursday. Right block, layup here. No, he traveled first. That's his second turnover. Possession of Macon. You were mentioning over the break, Macon likely calling that timeout to mix up defense.
Yeah, I think Palmyra has had about five buckets in a row where they've just finished right at the rim, and they only have 15 points. So their last couple buckets have been right there. I think coach is just wanting them to say, hey, let's guard the rim.
Right now they're on the offensive end right to left. Hog set. Bounce pass, right block, reverse layup. Waller, pretty. Waller with his first field goal, playing with two fouls. Side at 15, a minute 15 into the second. Abbott up top, swings near Nunley. Far side, Abbott holds above the head. Reset. Left side, Nunley. Pump fake, hands off. Another reset. Making in his own. Near corner, Myers. Already hit 1-3. Tries a 10-footer. Bricks it. Offensive board, Hare. Back up. Right rim. Tipped around. Kicked. Rebound, Macon. Blake Class edges the baseline. Outlets. Macon into the front court. Right wing, Hog set. And he travels on the catch. We're tied at 15, almost 2 minutes into the second. Now, Palmyra, interesting move here. They're the favorite, and they bring in their star point guard back with two fouls just 2 minutes into the second. Tied at 15. Both teams with 14 fouls. Waller with two fouls in for Macon, but they're the heavy underdog here. Left side rolling. Into the block, McKinney. A lot of contact, falls, and gets called for a travel. He almost threw an elbow, too. Yeah. He nearly picked up that third.
I was waiting for you to take a break, but I was just getting ready to say I'm not sure at 6 minutes still to go in the second at a tie game. It's still been a close game. It's not like Macon's running away with it or anything. I think I would have kept McKinney on the bench a little bit longer, but we'll see how if the coach if it pays off for the coach.
Macon in the front court, tied at 15. 5:35 first half. Near corner, Rickenberg. Pumps. Left block. Bobbled. And a steal from McKinney. Who outlets far side, rolling. One hands it right block. Layup, Abbott. What ball movement. Great transition break. 17-15, Palmyra. 5:20 first half. Near wing three, Rickenberg. Right rim. Tipped up. Loose baseline. Out of bounds. And possession to Macon. Myers thought it was off. Macon, he let it go. Could have just picked it up. When in doubt, just pick that ball.
Absolutely. You never want to give the chance of the ref maybe missing something. So just grab the ball when you can and go for the fast break.
Baseline inbound for Macon. Down 17-15, 5:13 first half. District quarterfinals. Waller inbounds middle hog set. Free throw line. Fires right block. Bray spins over the shoulder front rim. Rebound Myers. Palmyra into the front court, left to right. Home whites, black numbers, orange trim. Right elbow jumper, Abbott, back rim. Rebound Waller. The Macon quarterback into the front court. Stops up top, hands off Rickenberg. He's been hot early with seven. Dale Devenport up near midfloor calls the play. Second year Tigers head coach. Hog set right side. Palmyra in a zone. Near corner, Rickenberg chucks up top Waller. And in the middle, hog set. Bounce pass, back door, kick out. Up top Waller swings near hog set. Who bumps middle? Kicks out again. Glass right block, layup back rim. Rebound Palmyra. 4:20 first half. Left corner, McKinney. One hands up top, Durst. Twist, throws middle. McKinney for three, back rim. Rebound hog set far side. Tigers basketball.
Macon really is getting good offensive looks. They're just not getting the ball quite in the hole. They've had some, about three or four footers that just haven't gone in.
And Rickenberg misses a runner. Palmyra the other way. Left block, layup, McKinney, deuce.
They're finding the right guy. They're making the best passes you can even make in a zone, finding them at the short corner and finding them on the block. Macon's just not converting on the offensive side.
Macon on the offensive end again. Right wing hog set. Tigers trail 19-15, 3:39 first half. Near wing class, bounce pass up top. Dale Devenport says swing, swing. And he gets it. But a turnover. Outlet rolling, 2-on-1. Right block, layup rolling for two. And a timeout for Macon. It trails 21-15. 3:20 first half on Glory 97 and Central Moline. 3:21 first half, 21-15. Palmyra leads Macon. Tigers basketball right to left out of the timeout. Palmyra with some 2-on-2 pressure this time. Waller over the head, middle tipped. Loose far side, Macon wins it. Lob, left block, layup, Lytle all alone for a bucket. The tip ball created some chaos. Macon gets an easy two. Left wing McKinney, circles middle, kick out. Nunley left side, dances, left block, another kick out. Near corner McKinney, attacks baseline, lobs middle. Was he out of bounds first? He was. Possession back to Macon, down 21-17, 2:50 first half.
McKinney wants to maybe got pushed out of bounds, but I think he might have got pushed right after he stepped out of bounds.
McKinney already with two fouls. Waller into the front court, takes a bump, and he draws a foul. That is five on Palmyra.
Palmyra, actually, their press is set up, there's one guy back defending two, but their front guys are so quick to get to the ball to double team that Macon can't see over him to find the open guy.
Palmyra in a 2-3 zone after the foul on Locke. Bounce pass, middle tipped and stolen from Spencer Locke. Palmyra, bounce pass, right block, layup, McKinney back at you. 23-17, Palmyra, 2:20 first half. Waller takes a handoff to class. Far side, Hogsett, who scored his 1,000th career point Friday against Monroe. Right side, Waller. Jump stop, kick out. Near corner three, Lytle. Back rim. Up high, offensive board. Lytle's second try blocked. Palmyra saves inbounds and wins the loose ball. 2-on-1. Right block, layup. Abbott off the window. Good and a foul. He's been a spark, Stewart.
Yeah, just good defense down here. And then just with the press break, with just the fast break in transition and just finishing right at the rim with the foul. Palmyra on a little run here.
That's just the first foul on Hogsett.
And they're on a 10-2 run since McKinney came back in. And so I'm thinking it might have been a good play there for the. And they switch into a zone whenever he came in. So he's just down there in the middle, just moving his hands and being a bear down there.
That run now 11-2. 26-17, Palmyra, its largest lead. Left block layup. Waller answers with a foul. The senior cuts the deficit to 26-19, a minute 43 first half.
And that's what you need to do if you're making pass, pass, pass. Don't even dribble during this press breaker. Just pass the ball from one to the next, find the open guy, finish at the rim.
But Waller unable to get it to a two-possession game. Left side, Nunley. He works up top. Ball fake, goes opposite. Left block, layup, a lot of contact. Bottom of the rim, follow Durst off left. Loose, rebound, make it. Down 26-19, a minute 21st half. Hogsett stutters, left side. He has been hounded. And he's called for a hook. That is two quick fouls on Jamison Hogsett.
You really don't see that very often with the offensive player driving and not necessarily hooking to turn for the ball. It was a good call, absolutely. I saw it from here, too. But you just don't see that very often.
Palmyra up 7, a minute 15 first half. They were up 18 and a half in the regular season game. Short shot for Durst through. 28-19, Palmyra. It's tipped out of bounds baseline, and it stays with Macon. Minute 02 first half.
Palmyra just has their hands up in the passing lane, but Macon just needs to do a pump fake and dribble by him. And if not dribble, pass fake one way and go to a different pass.
Palmyra now in man-to-man. It's tipped baseline, and it stays with Macon out of bounds. 10-er Lytle, the inbounder for the Tigers on the Panthers. White lettering in the black paint. Up top, Rickenberg goes to the backcourt to catch it. Rickenberg dribbles right, bounce pass far side, Waller. Making down 9. Into the middle, Lytle. Short shot, right rim. Rebound, Palmyra. 45 seconds, first half. Palmyra up 28-19. Left side, Abbott. Scoops left corner, Nunley. Drives left block, layup too easy. 30-19, Palmyra cruising in this second quarter. Right wing Lytle had a lot of space, opts for a layup instead. It's blocked. Rebound, Palmyra, 24 seconds first half. Far side, Nunley. Steps into a 12-footer, short. Offensive rebound, Durst put over to Macon. 14 seconds first half. Strip right back. Layup, Durst rattles in.
He just stole that from him. You had no idea what even happened. We look up, and there he has the ball. Palmyra scoring.
They've caused some chaos. Near side three, Lytle in and out, and the half concludes. 32-19, Palmyra leads at the break on KTCM, Madison. 32-19, Palmyra leads Macon at the half. Blake Class, scoreless for Macon. Tanner Lytle with 4. Jamison Hogsett has just 1. Nash Waller has 4. Christian Rickenberg has 7. And Colby Benson has 3. For Palmyra, 5 for Rager McKinney, 7 for Bill Nunley, 7 for Peyton Abbott, 3 for Zane Myers, 8 for Jaden Durst, and 2 for Trayson Rowland. Palmyra just really turned that game upside down there late in the first half.
Yeah, it was actually whenever McKinney came back in. We were kind of questioning up here whether with 6 minutes left and 2 fouls, if we'd bring him back in. Well, they went on a 17-4 run to finish the half, so I'm thinking that it was probably a good play. And they switched to a zone, so that also helped with what they were doing defensively to not get McKinney in any more foul trouble. And that zone was actually Macon was getting good looks. They just weren't finishing at the rim. We said that Jamison Hogsett only has 1 point. Well, he has found look after look. He's made the right plays every time. Now, you think with your best player, you could think maybe he could do a couple more things himself, maybe try to get the ball rolling. But he's found open guys. Macon just needs to finish.
32-19, Palmyra at the half. Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls, or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we can teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at Alpha Media and the Missouri State High School Activities Association. 32-19, Palmyra leads Macon. More halftime coverage next on Regional Radio and CentralMoInfo.com. Still 3:35 on the halftime clock. 32-29, Palmyra leads Macon. I'd like to thank our sponsors, ConAgra Brands, local producer, Banquet Frozen Foods, Macon R1 School District, Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Ryan Roebuck, your State Farm insurance agent, First State Community Bank, Macon Taxi Service, all of Macon. What can Macon do to get back into this ballgame?
I think just finish at the rim. I mean, they're just wanting to – they were having open looks, just not quite finishing. And then also defend the rim on the other side. Palmyra is just finishing way too easy down there at the rim. So we'll see if that – if both coaches talked about for Palmyra's side to keep going and making to defend it.
32-19, the lead for Palmyra at the half. Second half next on Regional Radio. A few more sponsors to thank on Regional Radio: Horizon Credit Union, Macon, Sheridan, Knox, Monroe, and Sullivan Counties, Rick's Service and Tire of Bevere, T&G Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, and Commercial Refrigeration of Macon and Moberly, H&R Block of Macon, Kirksville, Vandalia, and Shelbina. Start of this second half, district quarterfinals. Eric Duick, Stuart Cox, Palmyra leads Macon 32-19 with possession right to left. Palmyra, the 2-seed, 20-4 on the year. Right side, Durst. Bounce pass, back door, reverse layup, McKinney for two.
Right off the bat, like what we said, like what we're talking, and coach has his hand on his hips, finishing right at the rim, too easy of a look.
34-19, Palmyra, 15 seconds into the second half. Macon left to right. No blacks, white numbers, orange trim, the 7-seed. Left side, Wallen. Spins left corner. Lob too high, out of bounds, back to Palmyra. Making just a bit flat right now.
They just seem like they're out of sync for some reason. I mean, I know they're down 15, but they just need to calm down and get back into this game.
Near corner, Nunley. Rips up top, McKinney. Back, Nunley, near corner. Eyes middle, reset. Right side, Abbott. Bounce pass, middle, Durst. Double over the shoulder, through.
That was good defense there by Macon. Durst is a little bit taller than his defender. Just went up and finished.
And he's into double figures with 10. 36-19, Palmyra. Its largest lead, a minute into the third. Left side, Rickenberg, the freshman. Scans middle, reset. Hog set, right elbow. He's still without a field goal. He averages 19 a game. Near wing, Waller, a couple of jabs. Muscles right block, draws a foul. That's on McKinney. It's his third. That's the one thing Macon's got going for it right now.
And it's the one thing that seems to be a spark for Palmyra, with him being their one of their best players and their senior point guard.
McKinney stays in for now. Nope, he'll come out. Spencer lock in. Baseline inbound for Rickenberg. On the eye in Centralia in the white paint. Lob right block. Waller pushes up, scores.
Good finish there by Waller.
He has six. Left block, Durst. Layup, offensive foul. Hogsett takes the charge. 36-21, Palmyra. A minute and a half into the third.
And now Macon needs to carry this momentum that they got, even just with 2 points and one quick charge. But they need to go with McKinney on the bench and see if they can get a run going.
Waller into the front court for the timer. Likely to attend Mizzou. Left corner, Rickenberg pumps. Sidesteps into a contested jumper. No problem.
I think that was a harder shot than if he would have shot the three, but it went down nonetheless, and Macon's on a little bit of a run.
36-23 at trails. Left hook, off right rim, rebound Macon. Abbott couldn't connect. Down pass, left block, Rickenberg, layup short. Rebound Myers, he hesitated. 36-23, Palmyra, 2 minutes into the third. Left side, Abbott, bounce pass, middle, Durst, layup, back rim off right. Loose, and a foul called on the loose ball.
McKinney had a wide open layup. I'm not sure why he quite pump faked, but he did let the defender get there and then contested And he missed the layup.
And that is three on Hogstown. He just took a charge a few moments ago. Durst first. Free throw swishes. Durst averages 9 a game for the Panthers, and he started the year as a reserve. He had 26 points in the Highland Tournament Championship win. His second free throw, good. He's the high man for Palmyra with 12. 38-23, Palmyra. 5:50 third quarter. Waller left side on the black Jim and low court lettering. Dribbles right against the zone. Hog set up top. They leave him. He chucks a three, air balls it out of bounds baseline back to Palmyra.
I think he was surprised he was that open when you turn and nobody's there. You're like, oh, should I shoot it? He's wide open. I think it's one of his first shots tonight. So he's got to get going. Even though with three fouls, he's got to be a little hesitant. But
Palmyra into the front court. Right wing Abbott alone for a three. Right rim, rebound Waller. The Tigers senior saunters front court. Now speeds up, draws a foul, and that's on Myers, his first. 5:21 third quarter, 38-23 Palmyra, making basketball.
We're a minute and a half in, and Palmyra already has three fouls. Maybe that should be the key for making drive, draw fouls, get to the free throw line, and hit those. That's a good way to get back in the game, too.
And they've got McKinney off the floor with his three fouls. Macon has just one foul. Left corner, Rickenberg. Swings left wing. Clash, drives, bounce pass right to Nunley for a steal. Nunley gallops front court, left block, layup, no, but a foul called and free throws.
Yeah, a little miscommunication there by Macon. Just tried to dump it off down low, and he went out to the top of the key.
And the call goes on Vincent.
And Nunley being so fast, he got the ball at the baseline and drove down, and nobody was even able to catch him.
Yeah, that's tough for Macon. They don't even get to get their defense set. They put the fastest guy on the floor right in transition, and he makes the first free throw. Nunley second, right rim out, rebound Macon, down 39-23, 3 minutes into the third. District quarterfinals. Near side, Hog set, attacks, hands off, right block, layup, Waller too strong, rebound Palmyra. Rolling into the front court. Dribbles middle, stops free throw line, scoops out. Abbott, left block, layup, gorgeous. With the left.
Hawk said again, made the right read, just can't finish, and he showed his frustration going down the court that time.
41-23, Macon's deficit in the front court. 4:30 third quarter. Left side, Hawk set. Between the legs. Dances with Locke, now dribbles off screen right. Rickenberg left side. Chucks middle. Out, reset up top, Hawk set. Bounce pass, right block, layup. Waller this time, he capitalizes. 41-25, Palmyra. 4:05, third quarter. Abbott, chucks, right block, layup. Durst in off glass.
Abbott just driving down the lane and just an easy dump off to Durst right there for the easy layup.
43-25, Palmyra. 3:50, third quarter. Palmyra won the regular season matchup 96-72. Waller, right block, fade away, short. Rebound Durst. Palmyra into the front court. Durst, runner on the Euro swish.
I'm not so sure Durst even missed a shot. He's just finishing at the layup for wide open shots.
And we have a timeout, Macon. 3:34, third quarter, 45-25. Palmyra leads Macon on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. We're trying to figure out something at the scorer's table right now. I'm not sure what this pertains to. 45-25, Palmyra's lead in front of Macon.
I think it might have to do with timeouts because the referee signaled that the coach called for a timeout, but neither team sat down for the on the bench. They were standing up like it was a 30. So
they're checking something with Ryan Wood right now, Palmyra head coach.
Yeah, saying that Palmyra had four timeouts and Macon has two left. So I think we all got to settle down and ready to go now.
45-25, Macon's deficit, 3:35, third quarter. Bounce pass near corner, Lytle. Chucks far, Rickenberg, a couple of ball fakes, rifles middle, Lytle spins, right block, layup, rattles in.
good move there by Lytle. Catch him, turn into his left hand, and finish him with his right.
And that's not really his game. Good job to adapt there. Into the middle, Abbott runner, tipped, offensive board, second try, short. Volleyball the round stays Palmyra. In the district quarterfinals. Near corner, Abbott, ball fake, spins out, lock. One hand's far side, Nunley for three, got it.
You pack everybody in, and they shoot their one of their lone threes in the second half, and they hit it. So what are you going to do if you're making at this point?
And he does not attempt a lot of those shots either. 48-27, the lead for Palmyra. 2:40 third quarter. Straight away, Blake Class, the son of the head football coach, Pete Class, who's on the end of the bench keeping the book. Waller in the middle, bobbles, and it's a turnover. Abbott outlets for Nunley. He sprints, right block, layup, give him two.
Just easy transition there for him. He had an opportunity to dump to Durst, but he was right there as well, so he just finished it.
50-27, Palmyra leads. 2:10, third quarter. Left block, layup, hog set, back at you with a foul.
It's still the third quarter with 2 minutes. There's still plenty of time in this game. Hogsett has got to get going, though, if this Macon Tigers is going to get back in this game.
To 29, Palmyra leads Macon. Two fouls on Nunley. 2:07 third quarter. Hogsett second, and one free throw, pardon me, back rim. Offensive rebound, Macon. Class in the middle, floater, back rim. Rebound near side, knocked out of bounds. The officials check with each other, stays with Macon. How about the balance when you look up the Palmyra score sheet there, Stuart?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That over everybody over here in Macon, it's a one side, if not, nobody's very high. Everybody over here is almost in double digits. So it's a good team effort, especially with McKinney on the bench most of the second half so far.
Yeah, I was going to say, on a down day for McKinney. Waller spins, floats out. Left corner three, Rickenberg. Can't drill it. Offensive board. Hogsett back up. Two more and another foul.
And that's two guys now here on this Macon team that cannot be gun shy. With Rickenberg having 7 points or 9 points there in the first half and nothing so far in the second. He's got to get this spark going as well, along with obviously Jamison Hogsett.
Welcome to the action, Jamison Hogsett. A Crest All-Star makes it for his 6th point. 50-32 at Centralia High School. Palmyra leads Macon with possession right to left. Nunley bounce pass middle. Hare. He kicks out. Near wing Nunley. Chest pass, far side, Roland. Back near. Right side, Abbott. Dribbles middle, bounce pass, right block, kicked out of bounds, and possession remains with Palmyra. Minute 26, third quarter, 50-32 their lead. Some of the Centralia folks starting to file in for the Panthers game up next against Missouri Military Academy. Rolling inbounds right corner. Abbott stops free throw line. Right wing Rolling steps into a triple. Got it.
That was just too easy there for Rolling. Just nobody was even around him. Took two steps with the dribble and just drilled it.
53-32, Palmyra, and it takes a 30-second timeout. Minute 13, third quarter. You're listening to Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. 53-32, Palmyra in front of Macon. A minute 05, third quarter. Right block, Hogs set, layup, hacked, and he's got free throws.
Like you said, welcome to the action. He's now been in the free throw line here with a couple and ones, but then now just shooting two. Let's see if he can keep this going. He's right there at the rim, and they're feeding him.
He can cut this back to 20 with his first of two free throws, and he swishes. It's two fouls on a pair. Hog sets, second, short, rebound Nunley. Right wing Nunley. He's wide open. Hands off Roland, who just hit a three. Right side, Abbott on the block, out of bounds baseline, and possession remains with Palmyra. And Stuart Scott Humphrey keeping a close eye on this game, as if he wins, he would play the winner of this. Palmyra up big right now as Nunley adds two more to that total to make it a 22-point lead. But by no means are you scared if you're Centralia watching this. It's kind of just been a weird game. It's not as if they're just knocking the doors off.
Yeah, they've just been finishing at the rim. And like we said, Macon hasn't been finishing at the rim. So this game could easily be turned around with just a couple baskets or a couple defends either way.
A foul puts Nash Waller on the line. And he capitalizes on the first. For those thinking ahead, Palmyra defeated Centralia 65-62. That was a game at Palmyra. It would be at Centralia this time around if Centralia were to beat MMA. Also, Centralia did not have its leading scorer in Guy Moran in that contest. He was out with strep throat. Waller's second, front rim, back rim out. Noble saves it inbounds, right to Roland for Palmyra. 30 seconds, third quarter, and you'd expect Palmyra to hold for one here with the big lead. 55-34 it leads. Right corner, McKinney. He has not played very much because of the foul trouble, and they haven't really needed him, so he'll be super fresh on Thursday.
Which, that's not a good thing if you're Centralia. You're wanting him to have to work hard this game.
Durst up top, hands off Nunley, 2-1, kick out. Roland doesn't get the shot off, and it's 55-34. Palmyra after three quarters on KTCM. Madison. Peyton Abbott just fouled Nash Waller to open the fourth quarter, put him on the line, and he made the first. 55-35 is the lead for Palmyra. Waller's second goes as well. We just got word Sturgeon's games just down the road. They postponed all their games tonight as a travel called on Palmyra. They'll now play two championship games on Saturday. So everything tonight off at Sturgeon for boys' day one action. Palmyra, 55-36, Macon's deficit with the basketball left to right, 15 seconds into the fourth. Bounce pass, tipped around. Class, right block layup, bottom of the rim. Follow from Nobles, too strong. Offensive board, another try, rattles home.
Good awareness there that once he shot it and it went off the side of the rim, that he knew where it was going to go for him to finish.
McKinney layup the other way, too strong. And possession stays with Palmyra as McKinney will go to the line. And McKinney strong on the first after the foul on Nobles. McKinney, very bright pinkish shoes, misses the second rebound. Nobles, but an offensive rebound layup for Nunley. It's been that kind of game. Nobles basically just handed it right into the lap of Nunley, and he has 17. 57-38, Palmyra. Waller, Eurostep runner, rebels in. And we get a quick timeout from Macon. 57-40, Palmyra leads. 7:06, fourth quarter on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Palmyra basketball out of the timeout. Left block layup, Durst off glass and in. Durst is 18. And a travel on Macon. 59-40, it trails. 6:49 to play.
Yeah, like you said, it's just been one of those games for Macon here. Not getting any offensive rebounds, just falling right into Palmyra's laps, just getting layups. I mean, they need to. It's not technically over here. We need to. They can still get back in this with some defense right there. I mean, they just turned the ball over, but Macon can get back into this. They just need to get their head into it and buckle down.
You can't help but wonder, and I don't want to make excuses for anybody, but this almost seems like one of those days where the unpredictability of the season has just taken its toll. Just all the moving and shaking, you know, this game's moved up a couple hours. Now that really shouldn't have a massive effect, but it just, again, I think just almost the cumulative effect, because this has been very un-Macon like. As we have a tie-up and possession to Palmyra, 59-40.
Macon's deficit 6:36 fourth quarter.
Yeah, and playing the game at 4 o'clock for districts, a game that it really means something. Obviously, you win or go home, but playing at 4 o'clock is just an odd time to play, and I just don't think Macon was quite ready. On the other hand, Palmyra came ready, so.
And the building has just kind of been flat in here, you know, the whole afternoon as class picks up a foul.
And we'll see if that changes. This next game must be in Centralia, and Centralia being the home team playing next. We'll see if the building kind of ramps up a little bit.
Nunley in the middle, kick out. Right wing McKinney, cross court. Myers, one hands, left block. Palmyra moves the ball. 6:15 to play. Myers, tie up, and a jump ball call. As a Centralia resident, Stuart, what are your thoughts on just getting to have a district here in your hometown, especially with Centralia having a good team on the boys' side? That might give them a bit of an edge.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty exciting. I mean, you guys were in Mineral City last week, and if these teams happen to meet in the championship, it'll be the roles flipped, and it could be very exciting for Centralia. I don't think we've hosted one since 2009, so it's been a little bit.
And the boys haven't won a district game since 2012, which is pretty remarkable. Right block layup, McKinney in off front rim. 61-40 of Palmyra's lead. Left wing Waller. Remember, this Macon team, they've been competitive all year, even in their losses, as Nobles makes it off the glass.
As Coach had mentioned, they lost three times to a really good Mineral City team and a good Hannibal Class 4 team. So Macon is young. Like, Macon has some seniors, but they have some young players that have been playing key roles here as well. So the future is bright for the Macon Tigers.
Yeah, Macon's in one of those weird spots as we have another foul call. A couple of their best players are seniors, but they're also young. They kind of wish they could just change the grade on a couple of those guys. It's a young team, but they still lose a lot. Which is just such an odd place to be. Near wing, Myers kicks out. Right side three, McKinney. Short, tipped, rebound. Abbott in the middle, blocked from behind, Rickenberg. Macon rebounds. Nobles bobbles into the front court. One hands middle. It's tipped, kicked around. Steal Palmyra. Nunley, jump stop. Left block, layup, scores, and a foul. Nunley has 19.
Yeah, that was one of those where earlier in the game I had mentioned a pump fake one way and then a bounce pass another way is really how you get past a double team. And it's just Macon's not doing that. They're just trying to lob it over the top. And the Palmyra Panthers are just too lengthy to do that.
That's four fouls on Hogsett. Nunley, free throw, front rim, misses left, rebound Macon. Class stops right side. Offensive foul on a push off. 63-42 is the lead for Palmyra, and both teams will shoot free throws from this point forward. Dale Devenport giving Chris Ackman an earful.
I think he's wanting the same call down on the other end. It's not quite getting it. So it's the 21-point game. It's the not getting necessarily the same calls he feels on each end. It has been a very good officiated game. Don't get me wrong. But just from a coach's standpoint, I think he made just a couple things piling up.
Now Class has four fouls, too. And Roland makes the free throw. His second spirals in. 65-42, Palmyra, 3 minutes into the fourth. I think Dale Devenport was really hungry for another crack at Palmyra. And early, it looked like it was going to be close. Foul call.
Especially with their best player, McKinney, on the bench early in the first half. With foul troubles and then early in the second half as well. But it was the 17-4 run coming out of this in the second quarter when McKinney came back in. When us up here were wondering if he should go back in or not. But just overall, I mean, like you said, looking down the scoreboard, Palmyra has five guys in double figures, four guys in double figures, and just been a well-balanced game.
Hogsett second, in and out, off glass, rebound, and a follow for Isaac Nobles. That ball bounced right to him off a couple of hands, and the guys who tipped it basically left the picture entirely. Near side, Myers takes contact. A layup doesn't matter. Myers has been really active, yet only has 5 points, and he scored the first three of the night. 67-45, Palmyra, 4:25, fourth quarter. Class, bounce pass middle. It's kicked around. Tie up. Waller, right block, layup, blocked, but a foul called, and a couple of free throws.
Nobles has also been real active for Macon so far. Gotten a couple offensive rebounds and almost grabbed that one there. As a sophomore, that's a bright future that can be coming back for the Macon Tigers as well.
Yeah, he's someone, as Waller misses the first free throw, that Devonport really liked earlier in the year. He said he should be a guy who has an impact later in the year, and he has. Waller's second front rim out. Rebound Palmyra, who outlets to a wide open Myers. Right block, layup, a lot of contact, dangerous play. Myers hits his head on the baseline through some hard contact. They're going to come out and attend to him. We'll take a timeout. 4:13, fourth quarter, 67-45, Palmyra leads on regional radio. We had Quade Plunkett split a pair of free throws. Now we'll have more free throws coming up for Palmyra. We had Quade Plunkett come in a couple of free throws and make it, missed a couple of shots. That very well may be precautionary, as Myers is already back on the bench. Anytime you hit your head, people get worried there, but it's not necessarily that kind of contact that leads to those woes. I think he just got snapped. He got himself in an awkward position. But
yeah, he walked off in his own power. So I think he's all right, okay, as well. Just like you said, precautionary. They're up 24, so it's 25 now. So it's okay that he doesn't come back in this game.
70-45 is Palmyra's advantage. Inside 4 minutes, fourth quarter. Waller, straightaway triple. No. Offensive rebound, Class. Backs down. Spins it up top. Straightaway three, Vincent. Front rim. Rebound, Palmyra. 3:40 to go. Roland dribbles right wing. One hands right corner, Nunley. Palmyra was in the district. Monroe City in the fourth. In the quarterfinals, Monroe went on to win the district the second straight year. Left block layup, Hare draws a foul from Seth Bray, and he'll shoot some free throws. Ryan Woods said that district quarterfinal loss, he just thought they got outplayed from the standpoint of Monroe just wanting it more, and that it left a sour taste in their mouth, and that it's propelled them through the season, and they're about to be 21-4.
That experience, they played together for a while, and so they are one of the hottest teams coming into this tournament.
Abe Hare's second swishes. He was a starter earlier in the year. Ryan Wood says the game's starting to slow down for him a bit after he was in too much of a hurry on the post early in the year. Waller air balls a left corner three, and rebound Palmyra. Roland, underhands middle, kick out far side. Helter Skelter. And we'll have some more free throws coming up. 3:06, fourth quarter. 72-45, Palmyra leads. Waller now has 4 fouls. I mentioned that Waller likely to go to Mizzou just as far as for academics. Won't play anything. As Abbott in and out on the first free throw. Jamison Hogsett will go to Lynn Tech. He wants to be a lineman. Probably could have played some small school college basketball, but he wants to get involved in some lineman work. Seth Bray will likely go to Hannibal LaGrange, all this per head coach.
Unless,
Dale Devonport.
Let's be get some clear. A lineman as in electrician,
yes,
kind
yes.
of not as
That's why there's the tech in Lynn Tech.
Yep, absolutely. I was just thinking to myself, like, he does not look big enough to be a lineman, but one of those where that's a job that wouldn't be a pretty bad job there.
How's that library coming along there, Stuart?
It's coming. We're about to leave.
Stuart also has experience working with his hands. Master construct. Is there a verb for someone who does construction, or does it have to be constructor? We'll call you that. A master constructor.
You got a carpenter. There's mason. There's aspects to it.
You're a master craftsman.
There you go. Your words, not mine.
You're too humble. 2:45, fourth quarter, a bump. Ben will have some more free throws here. This could get this game into running clock territory, 73-45. Palmyra leads Macon, and I'll be honest, I expected a close one here, and just talking off the air, shooting the breeze with some other coaches, I know they kind of thought this would be a bit of a closer game than it has been as well.
Yeah, especially with it being a 20-point game, but, I mean, Macon lost and scored 72, so they do that same thing. And then you mentioned Aaron Stamper had a school record 10 threes.
And you knew that wasn't going to happen again. So.
Yeah, so, I mean, anything could have happened in that aspect. Like, well, this could be a game then, because he's not going to have 35 again. He averages 4, so.
Class misses on the left side. 3, rebound, Palmyra. 74-45, 2:30 to go. Right block layup, Roland in off front rim. He is 11. I have to check with Ryan Wood, but that very well may be a career high for him. 76-45, it is now running clock. Ball fake, right block layup, Roland in off the window. There's two more, so that's got to be a career high by now. 13 for Roland. He averages 3.5. What's funny, and this is one of the crazier stats I've come across, is Hogsett scoops and scores on the other end for his 9-point. Coming into this one, Trayson Roland, 58 of the 62 shots he attempted on the year were threes. He's already attempted 3 2s tonight. And a foul called.
And he's only a sophomore, so his game's only going to get better.
Running clock here. Macon's going to empty its bench. That's the fifth foul on Nash Waller. Congratulations to him on a great career. Football Crest All-Star, two-time first-team All-Clarence Cannon Conference quarterback, won 15 games on the gridiron, 62 total touchdowns. He was a starter in baseball since his freshman year. Roland, halfway down and out on the first. Hogsett checked out. He was the first player for Macon to score 1,000 points since 2010 when Robert Freeman did it. Before that, it was Tyler Belt in 07, Garrett Oliver in 06. That's a pretty long drought without a 1,000-point score. And Hogsett really turned around this program for the better after some bleak years. Right block layup is front rimming in. Dominic Richardson with the bucket. The JV guys in for Macon. It's going to be sad to watch Hogsett move on. He was one of the most unconventional players I've at least come across at the high school level. A right-handed kid who played left, and like I said, his style so unorthodox that it got him to the free throw line 9 times a game. I think Scott Humphrey, the Centralia coach, actually says it best. If you come across the wrong officiating crew one night, he might be at the line 20 times.
And that's not something you want, especially if you can knock him down.
He's just so like active and physical with his body. He avoids charges. So a couple of good ones moving on for Macon. 79-49, Palmyra defeats Macon in the Class 3 District 8 quarterfinals on regional radio. We'll step aside. Centralia and MMA coming up next on regional radio. The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency, and Moberly for all of your insurance needs. Auto Home Life. We'll give it to Trayson Roland with a career-high 14 points for Palmyra, and it's 79-49 win. Good sportsmanship isn't something that just happens. It's taught. As part of our high school activities program in Missouri, good sportsmanship has become a tradition with our high school coaches, athletes, and fans. Respect by everyone helps make that happen. We at Regional Radio encourage you to help us continue a great Missouri tradition that's practiced both in small towns and big cities. Good sportsmanship. The preceding message was brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Alpha Media. Coming up next on Regional Radio, we'll get into some Centralia Missouri Military Academy coverage on KTCM Madison.